This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Let's take you back. It was 2001 when nine people entered this purpose-built house. It was in Dreamworld in Queensland. We watched 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and Big Brother changed the way we watch TV forever. Now, after 6 years off our screens, one of the world's best reality formats is back. Big Brother has returned, and we're so excited to welcome live on the phone the host of the 12th season, the gorgeous Sonia Kruger. Sonia, welcome to Joy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, as I said when I picked up the phone, the first thing I said to you was, hello, Tina Sparkles, because I've just loved you since God knows when. We won't talk about age or anything today, but look, is Baz Luhrmann's Strictly Ballroom ever going to get a sequel?
Well, you know what? If they can bring Big Brother back, then why not, right?
Why not? I'd love it.
I know, we're supposed to be talking about Big Brother, but that is the same as me. I also really, really... For me, I even got a chance to, like, sit down with Baz Luhrmann once and tell him how much it meant to me.
Oh, don't.
And it meant a lot to me and three other people at different times, because that might have been three... That's four people that lost a particular cherry to the same movie each time.
Oh, okay, there we go. I thought, where are we going with this, Jess? But now I get it.
Well, that's at least three times in my life that I actually enjoyed being with a man, and ever since I've only been with women. So if you're not with me... Yeah. That's a completely different subject.
You know what? I think it was the romance of the film, wasn't it? And the music. Oh. The music was just got everybody going.
Everything.
Totally get it.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was also because you guys were all so hot too, and I didn't realise I was a closet lesbian, so that worked. Anyway, back to back. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Sonia.
The ads, the TV, the new house, the new game, the new rules. What does that mean? What's the scoop?
Okay, so I actually just left the house because I'm out there tomorrow, sunrise. We're doing the weather with Sam Mack from the house tomorrow. And then Sunrise are doing this big outside broadcast on Monday from the house to basically celebrate the fact that it's the premiere that night. And what they've done is they've completely reimagined this show. I mean, when Big Brother started 20 years ago, it was the pioneer of reality television.
Yeah.
You know, we could watch somebody, a housemaid, in the kitchen making a sandwich, and we went, this is incredible, right? But fast forward to 2020, it's really our viewing habits have changed. We expect more every episode. We want an outcome. We want a lot in our television. So this particular reimagination of Big Brother means that there is an eviction every single episode.
Ooh.
And that to me was the thing I really struggled to get my head around. Like, how does this work? So the housemates compete in a challenge. Whoever wins then nominates three of the housemates, and then they vote and somebody goes home. But the problem is two people have been nominated and they don't go home, and they now know that you nominated them and they are coming after you.
Thank
so there's
God.
An element of revenge. Yeah. There's, you know, a lot of that kind of strategic game playing that goes on, as well as, you know, the Big Brother that we remember, that we're nostalgic for, where there are a lot of laughs in it. The first night, you know, the premiere, you'll see the housemates turn up to the house. And, you know, in the past, we've always said to them, you know, here's your suitcase, pack this suitcase. It's a standard issue Big Brother suitcase. Mm-hmm. So we just said, you know what, just bring whatever suitcase you want to bring.
Oh.
And even that is bizarre because, you know, you can sort of, what your luggage looks like sort of says a lot about you.
It
as
does.
A person in
yeah.
a way.
I judge it? Everybody at the carousel when I'm catching a plane.
Exactly.
I'm always judging. Yeah.
Exactly. And one of the housemates turns up with a backpack.
Oh.
I'm like, how do you pack potentially for 2 months? How do you pack stuff into a backpack, right?
Well, I've got to be honest. That's how I go to Bali. If I was going to Bali, I don't want to pay the luggage. And I buy everything there.
Yeah, that's
so different. Maybe they just thought there was some sort of...
Is there a Big Brother shop?
Right. There's no Big Brother shop, okay, yeah.
So look, no public voting. That's like a real strange. Do you think we're still going to get involved with the characters if we're not voting them in or out? Yep.
No, because the public do ultimately decide who the winner is. So there is a live grand finale that comes up at the end of July.
Yep.
And basically, that's a live show. And the final three housemates, you know who they are because you'll have watched the series.
Yeah.
And that's when Australia then votes to decide who goes home with $250,000 tax-free dollars.
Well, don't tell ScoMo that or he'll be knocking on that bloody island in Sydney Harbour.
The only thing they can't tax is prize money, right?
Look, Big Brother seems like it's a bit of a mash-up here of a few of our like favourite reality shows. I'm thinking Survival. How do you think, you know, has that changed the core concept of the show, and do you think the fans are still going to love it?
Oh, yeah, because what we've done, we've been really mindful because the Big Brother fans are the most passionate television fans on the planet. And so we've been very mindful about keeping all of those elements that they are really passionate about and the nostalgic part of Big Brother. But what they've done is that other elements have sort of been borrowed from various formats so that it just gives every single episode so much life and so much heart and soul. I mean, that comes down to the cast themselves.
Yeah.
There are 20 very unique individuals, and this is what I really love about this series. They are not Instagram influencers. They, are people that you would meet at a party or in your office.
Who's the one that can't drive? I don't want to meet him. He makes me laugh every time I see the commercial, is it?
Exactly. Exactly. There's Ian, who collects fossils. I mean, he's actually really shy.
Is he the one that doesn't even have an Instagram? There's one that doesn't even have an Instagram at the bottom. Yes.
Ian doesn't have an Instagram. Well, so he's certainly not an influencer.
He's certainly not trying.
You know, you've got those alpha type personalities, but you've also got people at the other end of the spectrum. And that, to me, is a reflection of society, you know. And, you know, we've got people of all ages. We've got people from different ethnicities. So it's... I just really love the fact that in the casting, it's about the person and the character of the person, and that's important.
Yes, 100%.
Look, we have our producer, Andy, is a crazy fangirl, Big Brother person, absolutely keeps highlighting that we're not asking because he's not allowed to be in the studio at the moment. Big Brother was actually, this one has been a little bit pre-recorded, is that right? So... In these crazy times, did they go in pre-lockdown and has that affected the format?
They went in pre-pandemic in Australia. So when they went into that, they really had no idea. It was just sort of emerging overseas.
Yeah.
Then during their stay in the house and during filming, you know, the situation developed and more restrictions were being placed on people. So we felt we needed to tell them what was going on because they all had family on the outside and friends who could have been affected, you know. So we let them know what was going on and we were able to continue filming, and we were about the only Australian television production that continued, I guess, because we could maintain those social distancing rules, plus the housemates had been quarantined essentially.
Yeah,
they're housemates.
That's right.
Yes.
They were probably in the safest place to be in Australia. And ironically, the new house is in Manly, in Sydney. It's right next to Quarantine Station. Weird, right?
Oh, yep. Wow.
Very strange. Almost a bit spooky. But what did happen is one of our crew members had came in contact with somebody who was positive. And so we actually had to stop production for a couple of days while that person was tested. Once we got the all clear, we just picked it back up again. So we were really lucky that we were able to get the whole series shot. And then basically it just rolls out as of Monday. And then for the finale, which is live, that's when we see those housemates again.
Wow. I definitely
need to, because look, Big Brother Uncut was very popular in my household because, you know, there was a lot of sneaky penis, let's be honest. But
no,
Sonia, do you have any pull at the network? Can we get it back up?
Oh, I love your choice of words.
Yeah.
but, you know, we are doing Big Brother's I Spy, which is an offshoot show on 7+. Ooh. And that's where we get the evicted housemates back and we talk to them about, you know, what happened,
who
nominated
the tea.
We unpack a bit of the drama.
Yeah.
It's not so much an uncut version, but it is, you know, a bit of that behind-the-scenes sort of, you know, what went down. Yeah.
Oh, look, this is...
You know what's interesting? I don't know if you saw the nude pics of had, yeah, but surfaced
no,
not that
no,
long
I should
ago.
Say no. Yes, yes.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, a friend of mine who works in digital media was tasked with the job of pixelating chat.
Yeah.
And I saw the picture that went up. I went, I think you've been a bit stingy with the pixels.
Oh!
You're going to need more pixels, definitely.
Not all pixels are the same.
Let me tell you, Chad's all right too. Chad is looking okay, and there's a little blondie one in there as well. His name's Xavier.
Xavier.
I'm excited.
Xavier's
like a Brad Pitt lookalike.
Oh, don't. Tom's already hard enough to work with, literally, sometimes, so it's just hard. So we're Big Brother. I didn't mean to say it like that. That's so wrong. Okay. All
you right. Guys,
Big Brother 2020 starts Monday, next Monday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 7, airing three times a week. Sonia, thanks so much for your time, and I just can't wait to see what you're wearing on Monday.
Pleasure, my loves. Anytime, and I'm wearing something that's a little bit space age.
Oh,
ooh,
love it.
A bit futuristic.
A little futuristic to keep in the Big Brother 2020 theme.
Oh, I love it. And I can't wait for Strictly Ballroom 2.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.